Just wanted to let everyone know, now that I've had some more time to kind of think about this, what my purpose is in creating these podcasts and what my goal is. So it's a little bit long, but my vision is to reduce the amount of pain in the world by even the weight of an atom, one heart at a time. So that's kind of what my vision is. And if that sounds cool to you, keep listening. I'd really appreciate it. Thanks. Howdy, folks. It is Wednesday, May the 9th. For some reason, I was going to say the Ides of May, but that is definitely incorrect. I wanted to share with everyone this thing that I've been doing, probably mostly unintentionally, but it has been a pretty positive thing that I'm going through right now that I just wanted to share with anyone that was interested in this. The month of Ramadan right now, so this is where Muslims fast from dusk till dawn with no food or drink. But it's not just about food or drink, which is maybe another discussion we can have on this show later on. I'm talking about a technology fast. Now that sounds really crazy. It is not from dusk till dawn. It is all the time. But let me tell you what it is. Just a few weeks ago, I was in Vegas, and I was just kind of surrounded by all this, like, avarice, and I don't know if anyone listening has been to Vegas. There's some cool things about it, but I find it to be just so much sensory overload that, I don't know. I just don't like it. It's just too much everything. And I think I'm probably biased just because I really hate the smoke. But anyways, I was on YouTube and I came across this video. I forgot what the name of the guy is. If anyone's interested, you can let me know. But he kind of helped create some social media technologies. I think he might have been even one of the founders of like Snapchat or Facebook. And what he was saying was that these tools and these things that we love and spend so much time doing are really designed as a sense and sort of addiction. And that when you look at the way you use your phone, the original designers or creators were saying, look, how can we create an audience that's so captive and so fully engaged that they're constantly pulled into it, and that when they get pulled into it, they have a really hard time letting go. So I'll give you like a small example, right? Let's say you are traveling and you really have this awesome experience, right? And you want to share it with your friends. You want to be like, man, this mountain or this ski resort or this plate of lasagna or this sushi nigiri of tamago is so beautiful. I want the world to see it. So you take this picture and let's say, you know, you get like 50 likes and you're like, oh, wow, 50 likes for a plate of sushi. Like, that's pretty cool. Okay. And what happens is your brain gets this feeling of reward of like basically a hit of dopamine. That's like, wow, that's really interesting. And I really like that. And it feels good. And if that's all that it was, that'd probably be a really great thing. But what ends up happening is, let's say a week later or 2 weeks later or even 3 days later, depending on how much you like sushi, you go back to the sushi restaurant and you take an even better photograph. But this photograph only gets 35 likes. And I know that even when I say that, even myself, I just was like, oh man, you know, that sucks. You know that feeling when you know you just do something super cool and like no one like cares or whatever. The reality is now your brain is going to kind of expect in a way those, call it 50 micro shots of dopamine. And now you only got 35. And that still may feel good, but now there's kind of a gap and you're going to be kind of searching and looking for something else to fill it up. So you may not make another post, but maybe you'll spend some more time on Instagram liking some other stuff because, you know, liking cool pictures on Instagram makes you feel good. In some ways, it also makes you feel pretty bad. And what he was saying was that these interfaces and the UI and the visual stimulations of your phone are very similar to, if anyone can guess, since I'm talking about Vegas, is the casino slot machines. So if anyone's been there recently, you can see that they're all so well-designed and so comfortable, and they have so many nice lights and so many gadgets and gizmos and just so many ways that you can basically win. And in the same way that you kind of have to pull that anchor down to allow those wheels to spin, it's the same way that you kind of scroll and pull down. And sometimes if you're all the way out at the end of your app, you got to pull and let it release back up again, the same way you got to do that in a casino. And those are things that, you know, we've in many ways become kind of hardwired to expect that if I do this action, I'm going to get this reward. And the reward is that thing spins around and, you know, tells you how many more likes you got on your photo. So I started thinking about that, and I was like, man, how much time on my day am I giving away to things that don't really serve me? They may be things that I like, but they may not be things that actually serve me. So I ended up getting this app on my phone called Rescue Time. And Rescue Time basically tracks like what kind of apps and what apps you use every day. So I noticed that I was using my phone between 4 to 6 hours a day, probably closer to like 4 on average. And I think usually the extra 6 or the extra 2 hours that make it 6 are from YouTube. Like I'll watch a lot of longer videos on YouTube. But still, that's still a reasonable amount of time. If you think about how much time you have minus sleeping, you know, you sleep maybe 8 hours, you're left with 16. It's at least a third of your day where your face is looking at 4 to 5 inches of a digital screen. And then I started thinking, you know, I remember telling myself like, you know, I've got these friends and these family members and cousins and old friends. And I was like, you know, I wish I could talk to them. You know, I wish I could spend more time with them. But gosh darn it, I just don't have any time. And then I thought and looked at this app and I saw the amount of casual time I was spending on Snapchat and on Facebook, including YouTube, and Instagram. And I remember, like, gosh, you know, usually when I use Instagram and Facebook, I don't usually feel better. You know, usually I hear something about something awful that's going on in the world. Usually I see someone I know or someone I used to know is doing something cool. And, you know, maybe I feel a little left out. You know, I had these really good friends in Dallas talk to me about how almost every weekend, no matter what they do, no matter how hard they try, they are always feeling this ailment of FOMO because either they weren't invited or they couldn't invite or they were needed somewhere and couldn't be somewhere else or, you know, that kind of feeling of you're always missing out on something. And so at the end of the day, you could really have a good day, right? Let's say you've got plans with friends on Friday and Saturday. On Sunday, you just kind of chill on your own. And then Sunday night, you hop on Facebook and you see all of your friends were at this birthday party. Everyone's there except for you, and you didn't even know about it. So you had this awesome, chill weekend, and all of a sudden, you feel like garbage. You know, those kinds of things and those kinds of feelings and sentiments can be really hurtful. And those moments of pain can last for a really long time, and our ego will do a really powerful job on making sure that we don't forget moments like that, and that we do forget that we actually had a good weekend on our own. And so what I ended up doing was kind of taking the prescription of this fast was to try to take 30 days where you go without checking these applications or basically removing them from your phone. And there was a YouTuber who's an actual YouTuber whose whole life is social media, was finding himself kind of lost and drowning. And so he did the same thing. And what he found was He was able to do a lot of things that he's been trying to do for a long time, and now had the freedom in his day. And it's not just about the hours, it's also about the weight of knowing that everyone in the world is being successful and everyone else is succeeding, and that you either need to compete or compare yourself to the highlights of others. Like, I'm sure you've heard this phrase before, that social media is basically the highlight of someone's life. And you're comparing the day where you're sitting alone on your couch eating a bag of Doritos, watching Netflix and pounding down an entire tub of butter pecan caramel ice cream. Don't know where all that came from, but I can relate. So you're comparing your life to people, you know, only posting the highlights of theirs, and that creates a huge gap of satisfaction and contentment and happiness. And it's really difficult to fill that gap. And so I, like this YouTuber, took these, you know, 30 days, I guess it's probably been at least 3 weeks, maybe even four, where I just haven't touched these apps in a really long time. And I don't really know if I can tell you that it's like, oh my God, my life has changed and it's so wonderful. Basically, this guy, this YouTuber, wanted to get up at 4 a.m. in the morning, which there's no way in hell I'm ever going to do that. He wanted to run every day and he wanted to surf every day. And then he also wanted to meditate. So he basically replaced those hours of social media time with meditation, with running, surfing, and waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning for God knows what reason. And I guess, you know, he said he felt pretty good at the end of it. He said he felt more connected. What I can say about what I have done is I have spent so much more time improving my relationships with people that I really love and really care about. Yes, I know WhatsApp, you know, I think there's a meme that's like Nog, which is not another WhatsApp group, you know. I know there can be a little bit of annoyance with that, but I'm talking about like kind of one-on-one or like, you know, like small groups of like 4 or 5 people where you really know each other and you're really connecting and reminiscing about good old times and really kind of digging in into how people are doing. And I realized that I was, in a way, fragmenting my time and my energy in so many ways of double-clicking here and liking this and liking that and, oh, that's interesting, or, oh, this person's pictures are awful, but they have so many more followers than me, like, what the heck? Or looking on Facebook and being like, oh, hey, that person used to be my friend and, they defriended me, that's kind of weird. And just constantly being reminded of, like, you know, all of your failures or all of the times where you're being left out. But there's all these people around you that still really love you and still miss you and still care for you. But we're quote-unquote too busy to service those friendships. So what I found is during this time, I've just been able to get so much closer to people that I love. And I can tell you how incredibly fulfilling that is. You know, old friends from high school, old friends from university, old roommates, family members, cousins, distant cousins. It's just really cool to be able to connect with people. And I think in reality, those social media applications, they're all inherently, at least I would say philosophically, good-natured. They're about human connection. They're about connecting people and ideas and sentiments and allowing us to communicate the speed at which we can interact and have human connection. But at the same time, in a society that we live in that's driven mainly by capitalist interests, which there's nothing wrong with that, it's just, it is what it is, those can be gamed and monetized into taking our incredible desire for human connection to make other people money, which is fine, right? Which is fine. But that's just kind of what I recognize and realize, and that's not what I want to do, at least for right now. So far it's, I think, been, actually, yeah, it's been a little bit over a month because I was in Vegas, in the beginning of April. So yeah, I didn't even realize that. And now when I look at my Rescue Time app, I'm actually still using my phone around the same amount of time, but probably 50 to 75% of it is talking on the phone. I know that sounds crazy. Using WhatsApp video calls, WhatsApp for chat, and text messages. And I still use YouTube as much as I can for personal development. And I've got a few guilty pleasures like John Oliver, and I like watching some video game reviews, and the slow-mo guys. I've always really loved those guys. So, anyways, I'm really curious what everyone has to say or think about this. Given that it is a month of Ramadan, I would recommend that if you really want to kind of connect and with things that matter to you the most, whether spirituality or family or yourself, just some hashtag self-care. This might be a good way to give yourself a few hours back in your day. And honestly, there is probably a few negatives about it. You don't really know what's kind of going on or what's cool and what's trendy. Probably miss out on some memes or some funny, clips or things that come out or some pop culture things. You definitely don't know about a lot of those, but to be honest, if they're super cool, people that you interact with will eventually ask you about it anyways, and then you can, look it up if you want to. But yeah, that's probably one of the more negative things that I've seen, but I'll take that for the increase in human connection. Anyways, it's really good to talk with everyone here again. I've got about almost 400 listens, and that really makes me happy. So if you're listening right now and you made it to the end, I really, really appreciate it. This is a dream of mine to be able to do this. And so even if a single human being hears it, then, that's awesome. Right now I'm kind of working on what my vision is, and I think my vision is to reduce the amount of human pain by even a single atom's weight, one heart at a time. Anyways, folks, thanks for your time. I'll chat with you guys soon. Thanks.